straight away. Oh, you guys are superb. Someone threw a walking frame down there. Now there we go, around they come. It's all at the end of night. The world's best sprint car drivers are gonna do battle. As we're about to go green tonight for this one, 30 laps the distance. McDonald, Schatz, Allard, Wilson. They amble around nicely. Let's get dirty for 30 Western Springs. It's all gonna erupt up front. And McDonald got the jump on Schatz. Schatz just tries to crowd him down low. Side by side of the young Kiwis in the front. He is. Jamie McDonald, your race leader. Schatz just powers round the outside of him, trying to get the drive off turn number two, but McDonald is your race leader. Schatz now going with him. Side by side, McDonald low side. McDonald's got there, yes he does, he will. Jamie McDonald, your race leader. Donnie Schatz in second, they're going to be Allard in third. We even look at the Peter Murphy coming from the back. As Schatz just tries to power that car right round the outside. We've got a spinner. One car round. Well, what a great start by Jamie McDonald.
Yeah, that was fantastic by Jamie, but interestingly, watching Donnie Schatz, he's just starting to drop off the high groove as he enters the turns now, so he's running in a really precarious position, another big word, a really precarious position, like just off the right rear of Jamie McDonald. A lot of trust to do that, but he wants to be that close so that he doesn't have to carry that much more distance around the outside.
Graham, he'll be sweating on an error from McDonald, and look who's right on the tail tank of the 15 USA. It's Allard. Now Schatz will be looking at the big screen. He'll know Allard's behind him. It's really a game of centimetres.
Yeah, you're dead right. And when they go around, they do look up at the big screen and get a position of where they're at. But put your hands together for the moment. You know, this is a young New Zealand guy out in the front with internationals behind him, and then another New Zealander in fourth, fifth, and then a further American in sixth with Ricky Logan. So it's going to be a fantastic race, but I wouldn't be thinking it'd be too long before Allard gets it.
All right, thanks very much. So come on, Western Springs. You think Jamie McDonald could hold out the all-star lineup that's behind it? McDonald, Schatz, Allard. Then we've got Duff, Logan, the other American, O'Connor, Eagleton, Pickrell, Rogers, Stephen Taylor from Wellington, Skinny Colson from Palmerston North, Bradley Terrell from Bay Park, Dean Brindle, Raymond Griffin, Dion Kendall, Peter Murphy in 16, Shad Bolt, Orby, and Wilson is what the order says. Now Wilson has been moved up to fourth position. So there we go. That's the way it looks at the moment. Speedway New Zealand seem happy with that. So this is how it's going to be at the moment. Just trying to get the order out. Well, lights are still on yellow.
Yeah, they are. Remember, the cars have to be in single file as they go around, but once the first car crosses into the box there, or crosses and takes the green, then the race is on. Not everybody has to stay in single file and until they get to that point on the track. Once the lights go green, the race has commenced, and so no matter where you are then, you can just get stuck into passing cars.
30 laps of distance, Graham Standring, they have done two, 28 laps to go. So it's going to be all on for young and old. And lap traffic always spices things up, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does, especially from the point of view of Donnie Schatz. And Allard's got a little bit of an advantage there because he knows the local guys. He's virtually a local himself. Lights are out this time, we're going green.
Thanks very much, Graham Standring, Ian Dermans, Aaron Dreamer in the commentary position, the DirtTrackChannel.com. We welcome you on board for this call, the World Sprint Car Classic Final Showdown. McDonald with a stellar start, Allard up the inside. Allard trying to get up the inside of Donnie Schatz and makes the pass. Now he's got there, side by side, Schatz just holds him out. Brilliant try from the Tony Stewart Racing 15 US of A. Meanwhile, Murphy coming through. Dermans is keeping an eye on what's happening further back. As Schatz does to apply the blowtorch to the 71 US of A, 71 car of McDonald. Oh, Allard lost the position to Wilson. Oh, Allard and Wilson almost come together. They almost have been coming together on them at the moment. The Schatz starts to really hammer it down. They're going hammer and dog out front. Meanwhile, your race leader is McDonald. Schatz is all over the back of him as he starts to float. Swam driven. Carl looks up the win. Oh, great drive. Schatz at the front. Johnny Schatz at the front. So the American just went right round the outside of our home local, Jake McDonald. We're standing still. Now Schatz goes low side. Heavy lap
We'll keep our little eyes on the clock here. We've got 10:16, and we've got 6 laps down. What do you reckon, Graham?
Oh, just watching Donny Schultz then. Now, what he was actually doing, it didn't look like he was gaining very much, but what he was actually doing was pushing the cushion back into a fresh part of the track here in turn 3 and turn 4. So once he moved the cushion out of it, and exposed the moist dirt underneath, which offered all the grip, then his car just launched down the straight like there was no tomorrow, and he just got the pass done. And that's the class of a international or world champion driver.
Thanks, Graham. We're going green. Donny Schultz on lap 6 is your race leader. 24 laps to go. Shane Bolton on the infield after spinning in turns 1 and 2. As Allard moves straight to the top shelf to get round Wilson. So Allard goes round the outside of Wilson, trying to follow the Donny Schultz line. Wilson letting him lift dangerously as Allard moves into third place. So Jonathan Allard now chasing Jamie McDonald. McDonald doing well in second, but Donny Schultz is your race leader. McDonald in second, Allard third, go back to Wilson in fourth, O'Connor fifth, Dust sixth, here comes Logan, where's Murphy? Murphy's just taking his time to come through 30 laps, a long way around the tight pool ring here at Western Spring Speedway, providing international sprint car action this 1929. Schultz has got about a half a straight lead on Jamie McDonald, and pulling brilliant time, 13.535. No one really else touching him at the moment as he passes. Glenn Dorby is the first one up. Laps coming out, 21 laps to go.
Look at the lead.
Oh, brilliant lead. As Allard just brushes the concrete fence in his attempt to draw in the 71 car of Jamie McDonald. Now he's right alongside McDonald. Rear goes Allard. Allard going to try and go round. He goes. He does. So Allard now into second place is Schultz now. In heavy lap traffic. That might slow him down. He's not knowing who's coming as he goes low side of the 32 car of Rob Allard. Fast and furious at the moment. Murphy's still struggling further back. Jonathan Allard now got to try and track down our leader as the dirt flies. The rubber is down, a very slick racetrack. Schultz again back to the top shelf, driving superbly as Allard going down low to get the pass right round the pole line of Dorby. There's a one car gap between Schultz and Allard as Wilson's starting to put a ton of pressure on Jamie McDonald, who's running in third. Schultz now just doing what he needs to do. He's making it look oh so easy. Halfway distance. Next time round, 16 laps to go. Murphy is battling further back. He's up to position number 12. So Murphy on 12 laps. It's still about a quarter of a lap, a straightaway lead from Donny Schultz to Jonathan Allard. Allard now still riding that top shelf. That cushion is getting wider and wider in Western Springs. Some heavy lap driven for Donny Schultz. McDonald's opened up a bit of space between third and fourth. He's driving severely. Allard now has almost curled up to the 15 USA car. This is where it's going to get exciting. It's the first time he's had clear traffic to see Donny Schultz, who's now approaching Wellington Stephen Taylor. Round he goes, round the outside.
Allard is closing.
Allard is absolutely closing. You're 100% right, Graham. He is hunting down the American Donny Schultz. Oh, we got a car that goes pear-shaped. Schultz gets out of the gas. Allard's right on the tail tag. Here we go, Allard. Allard's now, what's he doing? Compton's got a left front tire out. And Allard's right on the tail tag of the American superstar. Donny Schultz now, heavy lap traffic. Allard's right there. He'll be sweaty on an error from the world of outlaw superstar. Oh, this is sensational speedway action. These big sprint cars turning on in front of a full house here at Western Spring Speedway for night 2 of the World Sprint Car Classic. Schultz now goes inside, outside. He's trying to move up a premature. Here comes Allard. Allard wants back-to-back victories as he's getting caught up in lap traffic. He's going to get frustrated by this. 10 laps to go. Make it 9. 9 laps to go. Jonathan Allard's trying to thread the needle as Johnny Schultz has now opened up a 2-car gap. Make that 1 as Allard goes through Stephen Taylor from Wellington. Third place still belongs to Jamie McDonald. Fourth place belongs to the 56 Marley car of Carl Wilson. Schultz now starting to come up on some heavy cars. Rap traffic, it's the 22 and Dean Brindle. These are top running Auckland cars who have been really given a lesson now on how to drive as Schultz is about to put a lap down on him. Here comes Allard. We've got 7 laps to go, Western Springs. 7 to go. Allard just about slaps the concrete fence. as he tries to reel it. They're brushing that to... Well, Schutz gets all up and left jumping a Greg Pickerel. Any wider and Donnie Schutz will be running right on the rail. That's how wide he's going. Round the outside he goes of Greg Pickerel. And three wide sprint car action and a turn for Donnie Schutz. Turning it on with five laps to go. Five to go, Western Springs. 25 on the books. Five to go. Allard's trying to throw everything he's got at him. Heavy lap traffic for the American. Donnie Schutz, though, is about to put a lap down on his fellow countryman, Ricky Logan. He fires it underneath the Ronald Rocket. Brilliant pass. Schutz now with four laps to go. This time round to be three. The SDP, Tony Stewart racing, 15 US of A car.
Smoke
coming out of the Logan car. That's going to slow him down. Allard goes down low on Greg Pickerel. Two laps to go next time round. 15 USA. Donnie Schutz is throwing everything at him. Allard, what's he got on the tank? The middle of the third is heated up as well as O'Connor starts to reel in McDonald. White flag next time round. That's right, Dev. She's got it right. Nostradamus in the box. White flag, one to go. Donnie Schutz. What's he going to do? We've got a yellow. We've got a car upside down. No, we've lost the wing. I beg your pardon. The wing's come off. With one lap to go, it's going to be a mad dash to the chicken flag. The wing's come off the 21 car. Graham Standring, a mad dash to the chicken flag.
Yeah. Oof. Mind, you just got to take your hat off to Donnie Schutz, the way he's been threading the needle, which is going between two cars, three abreast, making all the right options this week. But it all changes right now with one to go. I think we get a one lap, then we get a white, then we get a chequered. We've still got plenty of time,
but he does
have fresh air in front of him.
Well, the question will be, Graham, will he go down low at one and two, or will he continue to stay up high?
I don't know. I'd go to the bottom, I think, because he's if he goes to the top, he leaves it wide open. It would take someone brave and someone seriously fast to go around the top and get him. Remember, with this yellow light, they've got hydraulic adjusters, and now they can adjust their wings. So he'll be making the necessary adjustments to the car. Also, inside the car, they've got cockpit adjustable shock absorbers, so they're making those changes. And it'll all be for the last two laps. The other danger is if they keep going around on the yellow like this, they'll end up with changed tyre pressure. Here we go.
Here we go. Strip yourselves in Western Springs. Two laps to go. Schutz with Allard all over him. We're racing away. Well, what's Allard going to do? Schutz down low, Allard up high. Here comes Allard to the point of high hydraulic zero US of A. Schutz gets a good drive of turn one and two. Now Schutz moves up high. This time round is in the white flag. One lap to go. Donnie Schutz from Fargo, North Dakota, driving superbly. Allard will have to be content with second. He flies into turn three and out of turn four. The five-time World of Outlaw champion, Donnie Schutz. Oh, beautiful stuff. He will take the classic. Allard in second, McDonald third. What about that, Western Springs? Donnie Schutz still driving like a man possessed. Brilliant action out front. And Donnie Schutz, Western Springs, Donnie Schutz will win the World Sprint Car Classic.
6 minutes to go. What a great night. Hey, listen, people, don't forget, come down to the back if you like and have a look at the cars and get some autographs, buy some apparel. And don't forget, Aaron will be on the back of the tower here doing the presentations. And we had 10.24. Let's go across the results. So 15 Donnie Schutz, second zero would be Allard, third our own 71 Jay McDonald, and then fourth place we had Ryan O'Connor incarnate rate. 15-0, 71-8. We haven't got too much air time left, so just remember, Boxing Night. Make every one of your family and all your friends come down here. It'll be a miniature celebration to remember.
Oh, it certainly will be, Terps. What about Donnie Schutz? He is absolutely, what a legend. What a drive. Equal on points now. We'll get the final presentation of the points tally up. I'm not sure how they'll determine that. That'll be decided on the back of the podium. He's getting out of the car. He's getting on the back of it. Come on, Western Springs. Make some noise for the World of Outlaw champion, Donnie Schutz. Graham Standring, ground zero.
Yeah, I'm ground zero. I can't talk to Donnie at the moment, but I have had a look at his American racer tyres. They look about half worn, the left rear, and the right rear is about a quarter worn. So absolutely perfect tyre wear, even though that wheel RPM and the high groove was really tough. Donnie, that was fantastic. At times, threading the needle three wide late in the race. Everything about it was just great. You know, we're just in awe of how easy you made that look.
It's not easy by any means. It's I'm surrounded by great people all the time. It doesn't matter where I'm at in the USA, here in New Zealand. I've thoroughly enjoyed coming over here. I love all the fans for coming out. Appreciate the support. This is the crew guy that's with me. It's his birthday today, December 1st. So yesterday was my dad's birthday, and we're here doing what we love to do, and wish all them guys happy birthday. So glad we could get a win. You know, last Saturday, man, I just couldn't seem to do anything right. I just didn't make right decisions on the racetrack. I was running in over lap cars and doing things that don't normally make mistakes. But being here for a week and getting acclimated to the time, and I feel 110% right now. I had a lot of fun tonight.
That's dangerous. I'm Mr. 100%. So if you're 110, look out.
Yeah, well, it's been awful fun. Thank you, Bill Buckley, and everybody at Western Springs for having me over here. It's been a lot of fun. It's believe me, there's nothing more fun than winning races, but to do it halfway around the world in New Zealand, it's been a great time.
Yeah, good, and thanks very much, Donnie. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, a round of applause. Donnie Schultz, World of Outlaws champion.